Turn with me, please, to Isaiah prophecy. On chapter 9. Isaiah's prophecy in chapter 9. In verse number 6, Isaiah 9, and verse number 6, Isaiah 9, verse number 6, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, or the Father of Eternity, the Prince of Peace, of the increase of his government, and peace, there shall be no end. Chapter 57, please, of Isaiah. Verse 15, for thus saith the High and the Lofty One, that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is Holy, I dwell in a high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite one. Turn to the book of Ecclesiastes. Some may not be familiar with this book. Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Cantate of Proverbs, and chapter 3. Chapter 3 and verse 1. To everything there is a season, a fixed season, and a time to every purpose under the sun. Drop down, please, to verse 11. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also he has set the worlds in their heart, or he has set eternity in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God made from the beginning to the end. One final reference in the book of Peter in the New Testament, and the second epistle of Peter. Second Epistle of Peter and chapter 3. Verse 18. But grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever, or to the day of eternity. Amen. I trust God will help me tonight. It's not easy what I have before me. I recognize that. And I trust that you will give your attention to what I may have to say by God's grace with what you've heard. There's one word that's found in the King James translation that we handle and receive. And that one word is only found once, and it's found in the prophecy of Isaiah and chapter 57. It's the words eternity. And yet at the same time, there are translations that would indicate that that same word is involved in other passages. Therefore, I have read four that I trust that you will pick up tonight, that the Lord Jesus, God's Son, where Isaiah the prophet, 1,000 years or less than that, prophesied of a coming Christ. And he said, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And then he gives 5 unique titles concerning the Lord Jesus. Oh, that he would fill the place with his presence. His name should be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Father of Eternity, the Prince of Peace. That indicates to me when I get the word eternity concerning Christ, it will establish to us his absolute deity. That he was God. That he was co-equal. That he was co-existent. That he was co-eternal. And therefore he alone can be given this title exclusively to the Christ, the Father of Eternity. Now, I'm not going to linger in that one. I just want you to ponder the fact that the one you heard about, who died in parable, who was between the two thieves, who suffered the just for the unjust, who shed his blood willingly on the cross to redeem sinners. My friend, his title is this, the Father of Eternity. No beginning, no ending, beyond what human mind can define. The Lord Jesus, friend, is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last, and let me establish again, the Father. Secondly, I want you to notice that we have again the expression only found in the translation of the King James, which is an excellent, wonderful translation that we love and revere, the word, the High and Lofty One, speaking of God, who inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. My friend tonight, there's not one of us in this meeting. Not one of us. Can fully capture
within finite single mind the immensity of this word eternity. It defies,
friend, human comprehension. I would like it to be flashed on every wall. I would like it to be stamped in every soul, written across every heart. So you behold tonight, you will stop for a moment on this little short span of time. There's so deep and so dark and so little thing that will come to an end. I stop and say, what does eternity mean? You and I were not born for time, friend. We were born for eternity. That's what every gospel preacher follows and every gospel meeting follows. That's what strikes all to the conscience, all to the soul, that brings even Christians upon it, on their knees, deeply, because all. And listen, friend, God will begin to work. And with the time when God's people, Christians, and women, last began in so little measure, the God of eternity, he inhabited eternity, whose name is holy, friend. We're not dealing with a king, or the president, or some, my friend, great man of earth.
We're dealing with the God of eternity. Stamp it on your little mind. Write it upon your face the night before you go to bed. The God of eternity. But what I really want to know is what I wanted to read and what the church wanted to get to is the church. Be human beings. We are confined by limits. We are brought into bonds. But friend, in the midst of all that, God has set, if you get a hold of it, God has set eternity in our hearts. That means it's for the one. Or that little child just born, or that old man tackling with a friend, or that man with all his wealth, or that person with all their ability and all their genius and all their intellect, but in every human flesh, God has somehow stamped. He can't define it. It's undefinable. We can't evade it. We're going there. But there it is. It's in our hearts. That's why I can understand how men are thinking today. Why is creation? That's the way they want to go find them. It seems behind that, at least there is a thought that he can strike out the word eternity. That's why, friend, men are so groveling on the earth and so occupied with the happening life and the happening time. You open the Bible and sit down and listen to what God has to tell us. You want to be human.
If God drew near to this meeting, it's not my speaking. If God drew near to this meeting from the first seat to the back, that word eternity so carefully that you would say within your heart tonight, where I'm going to be. This would be a God. Last year, and you'll never forget it.
Wrapped up in that flesh of yours, friend, in that little body, that word God has said, he's taken you there. Oh, yes, we can't define it. And we can't understand its implications and its vastness and its greatness. We can only try to in a small fashion, begin to recognize that we're not creatures of time, we're creatures of eternity. We're not here to stay, we're moving on. This is only the dressing room for eternity. This is only a stopping place on the road, my friend, to a vast and ending eternity. Oh, that would trip our souls. Eternity of the heart. I remember before I was saved, I tried to live it up, and you know, I thought it was successful. This just comes to mind. I'd like to have a big night. And I thought I was having a good one. I missed the last bus. Going to Dryden Hall. Had to walk 13 miles. 1, 2, 3 in the morning. And I remember thumbing a ride. And everybody passed me. And I said, oh, if I ever get a car, I'll lift everybody. Oh, and stop. My feet were worn and tired, and I landed in a little place called Kilkeel. And I dropped into a little pump. I didn't do that as I were. I was with them on the head. But this is what I wanted to say. When I was passing through a little village of Analong, in the darkness of that night, you couldn't hear a sound. You hardly hear a breeze, but suddenly, I was like, oh, where did the door lie? Those prayers were just coming in.
Striking from the very sound of my soul.
You born tonight, you get it into your soul. We love you. We love the weak as we preach it. the young man tonight with all the aspirations before you. And all my friends, your plans probably written down somewhere, but not in paper in your mind, what you're going to be.
And you go tonight in the meeting with all your aspirations of a great life out there in our old empty world. On planet Earth, stop tonight. We are eternity bound. We're not coming back. God has set it in your heart.
There's a wonderful God in you. There's a wonderful God in you. God in Gospel Hall. And there's a wonderful God in Genesis of the Bible of 66 books so perfect. And there's a wonderful God in Genesis crap that breathes. And there's a wonderful God that set.
Eternity, friend. Eternity in their hearts. I'll tell you, every person that could see it, generally speaking, to some degree, that word grips them. That word becomes living to them. That word becomes real to them. They begin to say, we are not just creatures of time. It's not a matter of how much we have, or what we need, or where we live, or what we attain through a life, like it reach the highest rung of the ladder and be a pauper for eternity.
Oh, dreadful thought. For thee, a child of Adam's race, if thou shouldst in thy sins be brought to stand before the altar, from which the heavens and earth shall be, the throne, eternity, eternity, where wilt thou stand? Turn. Let it grip your soul tonight. You know, this life is so short.
This life is so brief. And you know something that my time has always come after the reason. Time, my friend, is so short. And the thing about time is it has a beginning and it has an end. Step into this time when we're born into this world.
And friend, then we step out. Time ends. There'll be someone tonight. Oh, God, help me to say it. There'll be someone I'm speaking tonight. I take that final step from time into God's unending, timeless, ceaseless, eternal. Eternal. George Whitney. No matter where that man went, he preached whether it was in a Baptist ship, or whether it was among the wigwams among the North American Indians, or whether it was in a great business in England where thousands of Congress, whether it was in Philadelphia, the city of Rummel, but on one occasion, he went across the ocean 13 times. I love to think of that man. Would we could catch a wee bit of the spirit in the heart in which he turned during this night passage. If they offer the same 7 days, we're going to be the same harvest. He's coming in the old ship and they're coming through the storm. They were battering that little boat until the mast had gone. The thing was rocking to and fro and the sailors were calling and God. But he was in his knees praying but that all was well with his soul. He battled the raging waves and the dark night and the storm and the thunder and the lightning. Finally, the old boat finally made it through the storm and made its way into a little dock into the quayside. And as they got to the quayside, the boat was still rocking a little, but he stood out with a big Bible in the deck of that old boat. Those dear sailors now, they're not thinking of their cars, and they're not thinking of their pleasure, and and they're not thinking of their drink or their booze. They're thinking of a storm for which it came, and they're almost pumping to a wedding. And as he alone could do it, he started writing to him. He said, I see the darkening clouds. He says, I feel almost the hailstones. See the flashing lightning. I hear the roaring. See the angry devils. As those men are breathless and listening in the east side, when all is calm, one of the sailors said, lift me, we're in the storm. Lord says, we're not yet in the storm. But he says, can I tell you, man, that soon you'll be a storm when you hear from the lip. Soon you'll be in a storm where the thunders will never cease. Soon you'll be in a storm where the lightning flashes of God's eternal fire will envelop the soul. Soon you men will be in a place forever. Pardon, sir, tears coming down their face. Let me count them to the only refuge. Christ is redeemed. Would that we had a meeting like that. Not that we wanted to fail, but you, friend, might escape. Where will you stand? Eternity in our hearts. We're going for it. We're going to it. There's no stopping it. You're going to come to the end. The better that you'll come to, the over you will go for life. And if I drop dead, this man did with you. Got to know him. Before he could touch my body, friend, I show him a way this way into eternity. What did you say? Could we just be such a life? If this was your end, your last moments, your last breathings, and you're going to leave Earth. Everything's receding. Your life comes up before you like a mighty power. And then you begin to recognize I'm leaving it all. It will not matter what church you go to, whether it's a gospel hall or any other place. It will not matter, friend, how many times you were back. It will not matter. My friend, what you just think about things? It will matter in that crucial moment, in that crisis of crisis, in that dreadful, awesome moment when the soul leaves the body. I warn you, am I ready to meet my Savior? But there's been a moment in time when I started for eternity, saved by grace alone. Could I ask my audience tonight, boy tonight, has there been that in your life? Have you never been a witness to this? Have you never even given the thought? Has it never dawned upon your heart? With all the preaching in the past that's been preached in this pulpit for years, friend, of all the preaching that's come into Vancouver and all the great preachers that have pulled out the gospel of love and in the heart of your soul that has never, ever been moved. On the tombstone yonder is written those words etched on that stone. Passerby, stop, athlete, I'm an eternity viewer on the planet. My friend, what about it tonight? What about eternity for you, friend? I'm glad of it all settled, and I'm not depending on moments, friends, and without further thought. I'm not depending on a Christian background, and I thank God for the wee house I was born in. And I thank God for the circle around that table when that great book was opened and read every morning. And I'm thankful for a mother like a daughter, when it God and then get carried to the other road to hell. I'm thankful for that friend. I'm thankful for a mother that touches him enough that bothered me and said, Lord, no matter what else they are, save your soul for eternity. My mother didn't care whether I fit 50 friends or whether I took the little human past in life. All she wanted to see was her boy Albert saved for eternity, friend. It's a whole life. Many a time when I sat up beside her with the march to hit to the old hall in Uri, and a man was preaching the eternity, and trying to burn it all the way out, you see the tears coming down her ears. Why, what was that? Why was that? And friend, tonight in the meeting, this is why we are preaching. We don't want you, my friend, to come short of this. We don't want you to slip right into the vast beyond and stay down yonder in the vast ages to come. Why wasn't that preacher more faithful? And why did we get down to silence? And why did we weep over it? And why did we break with all his heart? We want to clean ourselves before you, friend. This is my last night. You know what I would advise you to do tonight? Before you drop the dead, just return, please up here with the light across and pin it to your back of your head. Try to be well.
Get real, friend. These are real matters. God has set in his heart. What happens?
God sets eternity in our hearts. He makes us realize we're creatures of clay. We're not here to stay. We're only temporary. We're going to the vast beyond. We're not coming back. But what happens, friend, the devil so suddenly?
Time enough. Give me just a little longer. My religion's all this. My baptism of you. After all, a great prayer in the gospel of all of us.
The only thing that will be acceptable to eternity is the death of Christ in you.
Oh, friend, get it deep in your soul tonight. Get it deep in your soul.
God is saying, you know, you've heard the story of that. But the strike is on my mind.
And as you approach one of those pictures, there's a woman in that picture. And at a distance, you just see her as a woman. As you draw near and you look,
it almost seems that that woman's there. You look at her eyes, you can see that woman as very, very sinister. You almost see that you can see the picture. And only the marvelous. Marcus has done that picture so skillfully, not only as he wrote, the whole world is mine. Awful. You know, after this meeting, you'll shake your heart. I'll go in into your car. I don't know what you'll do when you're going away home, but I'll tell you something. The devil will seek to crush one word. Your mind not living. Yeah. But I'm going to teach tonight, if you let that word stick, if you let that word register, you'll not go to your bed without getting down on your knees and say, oh God, I am going to leave sometime this little fickle earth and this body is going to crumble and this body's going to come down just like a tent. And I'm leaving, I'm going to vacate it. I'm going out into the vast beyond, and I want to be sure where I'm going. Are you planning tonight? Is that how you're thinking? I trust it might be. God has set eternity.
I want to close with this.
Concerning the Lord Jesus, to Him be glory.
I read it today.
To Him be glory. You know what that means, friend? A day that knows no night.
That's an eternal day.
And this is what filled my heart today when I offered that in my little simple mind with this. Throughout the eternity that lies before for those that are saved, He will heap glory uninhibited, undisturbed
upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ in eternity.
Down here we do it in 50 stars. Yeah, sometimes we're happy, sometimes we're sad. But friend up yonder in the scenes of heavenly glory, heart to heart and hand, we shall march through the corridors of eternity and we will heap glory forever. And that man is wonderful. That wonderful, lovely man. Then tonight, what about you? As I conclude, let me tell you something before I close.
I'm going to call the greatest mathematician
that Sam Kruger ever produced. I don't know who he is, but he ever is, but I'm going to hold on to him.
And I sat that man up here and said, look,
tell this audience, please, the time is coming before the moon. Will that man be happy to say?
Can't.
I can string numbers. I can put one with as many zeros as would cover, friend, all the books in the world. And I would cover them all with zeros. Could I get the greatest genius? Could I get the greatest computer? If that was mine. I put every number I could on that computer and press a big button for 100 years. And all the numbers have been flashed and added. Eternity's over. You see, friend, could you get a hold of this? Eternity doesn't lose it. That's a fragment.
It's just vast, unending,
ceaseless, timeless, limitless, boundless. I think that one day I'm going to step up. Thank you.
Thank God tonight. I'll step out. Friend, tonight if you pass out, where will your soul go? Your ideas. I don't want to be sentimental. God forbid in such a song. There's a man one day steal over a boy. That is lying on the side of the floor and past the rooms. And he was called to that scene of tragedy. Over which there was a white sea place in the water. Friend, that dear godly father. That dear godly father. She moved through it. Remember, he was a gathering pushed by a policeman to put down and remove the ones. He's not going to stand back. Sorry, Dad. So that dear child of God, dear father, said, son. That was the
my son sheep regard them. They see my son. Love and hope. What you do, your jaw and your smile, your life and your guidance, your rejoicing and your truth of this. What will you do then with you? Just call Christ and pray.
Father, we bow in thy presence. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we feel our inadequate sway to handle such a subject. We recognize, Lord, that thou canst use the word read and spoken, implanted deep in the heart, cause men to flee to the city of refuge, to Christ himself. And oh God, we thank thee, he's a shelter in the time of storm. We bless thee for his love that led him to the cross. We thank thee for everyone tonight who can sing of a truth. Thou bless, Rock of Ages, I'm hiding in thee. And when it comes to the end of life's little short pathway, it will be heaven and glory to see our blessed Redeemer. But oh God, this meeting is solemnized. There are those that are not saved. We don't know how long we'll be here. We cannot tell. There's a time to be born, and there is a time to die. And oh God, to die without Christ would be the greatest tragedy that could befall any individual. So Lord, grant as they leave, they might be sobered, alarmed, awakened, convicted, and get matters settled with Christ tonight. We thank thee for his invitation. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Part us with thy blessing, quietly, soberly, prayerfully, and expectantly, that God might see it even this night for eternity, some soul. Amen.
Just going to sing one verse of a hymn, and the meeting is concluded. Number 153, and verse number 4, and the meeting is concluded. Again, forgive me. Number 153, verse number 4.